Okay, once again, Romans chapter 1, we're looking at the results of really the whole, from verse 19 on, but the results of God turning people over to a reprobate mind. Last week we looked at verse 29, we see being filled and full of debate, deceit, malignity. Again, all of that is expressive of hatefulness toward others. And then it comes to whispers, backbiters. Those are two different things, and we'll see that. But we see here whispers. Again, keep it in the context of debate, deceit, malignity, whispers. I believe there's a very definite order in this list. Whispers is gossip. Backbiting is talking bad about somebody, but whispers is just gossip. It doesn't have to have anything to do with truth or facts. It's unconstrained conversation about other people, things going on in their lives, events. Of course, in our day of technology, whispers have a whole new tool to carry out their habit of whispers. There are people who, again, are hateful for the most part. They're not interested in truth. They hear parts of different things, and then they create their own story, create their own facts. It's the spreading of rumors. And the bad thing in the society in which we live is there are more people who are more than happy to listen to the whispers than those who don't want anything to do with them. People want to know what's going on, whether it's true or not. This is why fake news takes off. People like that stuff. National Enquirer and all those have been around decades, and it's been going on in those type of publications since they've been around. But now, of course, it's called journalism. Journalism is reporting facts, not creating facts. Journalism has nothing to do with opinion. That's called a columnist, one who gives their opinion. Those who just report the news, they're not to give their opinion. They're just to report this happened and leave it at that. There's really no such thing as news anymore because people want to hear whispers. And once you identify a whisperer, those are the kind of people that you talk to about the weather. And you pretty much leave it at that. You don't say anything of any substance whatsoever. Because I don't even believe they're capable of hearing truth. They just hear what they want to hear, and off they go. And so society is filled with it. Again, I guarantee you that someone could make up something about you that's just outlandish, and there'll be plenty of people who will believe it. There will be plenty of people who will believe it. In Psalm 41, verse 7, all that hate me, this is the psalmist speaking, which is David, whisper together against me. All that hate me, again, keep in mind the context of whispers. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. And you have to ask yourselves, what is the purpose? What is the intent of someone who spreads rumors? It's not good. And it usually has its foundation in hatred. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 28, a froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. A whisperer, a gossip, one who spreads rumors. They have the ability to separate friends. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 20. I believe I might have a wrong verse. For ye suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. Yeah, I have a wrong scripture there. But whispers, they conceal their real intentions. They insinuate things. They make assumptions. And they build a story upon insinuations and assumptions. They do this by hinting. They do this by just being suspicious. They're people who are suspicious, and they like to create suspiciousness about other people. Whispers. That's a sad society to live in, but that's where we are. And again, being filled with, so much so that it's commonplace. Again, it's a sad society when it's commonplace. Whispers. So much so that it's epidemic. Whispers. Those who listen to whispers, if they're not already, they soon will be whispers themselves. They spread it. And the more it's spread, the more far out it becomes. The next thing is backbiters. Malicious talk about someone who is not present. Backbiting is easily stopped, but human nature likes to hear backbiting. They enjoy it because it makes them feel better about themselves. In Proverbs 25, verse 23, the north wind driveth away rain, so doth an angry countenance, a backbiting tongue. Backbiting's easily stopped by refusing to listen to it. Just, I don't want to hear it. I'm not going to listen to it. And you can stop it. But once again, it's not something that people really want to stop because they enjoy it, just like they enjoy hearing rumors. You know, people will say, sometimes people will call on the phone, and they'll say, what's the latest gossip? And they'll laugh. But they're not joking. They really want to know. What's the latest gossip? Or what have you heard recently? And, you know, and then of course, computer feeds this. So backbiting is evil speaking. But we live in a day where we are overrun in our society. And sadly, in the Lord's churches, we are overrun with whispers and backbiters. There are people, God's people, whom I will not tell anything to of any substance whatsoever. Nothing. Because they are whisperers and they're backbiters. And they couldn't keep a story straight if their life depended on it. They just don't have the ability, nor do I think they have any interest in keeping things straight. They just want to tell what they think they know, what they think they've heard. And it's destructive. It's destructive to society. It's destructive. It's a work of Satan. And it's a way of planting seeds. And eventually those seeds are going to come up. They're going to be a harvest. Let's look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We do pray, Lord, for the many that are sick today, that you would help them in a special way. We do pray for Sue, Lord, that you would be with her, Lord. Cause her to feel your presence and just cause her to feel your love and compassion. Just help her, Lord, to be a testimony to her family at this hour. And Lord, that you would just help them all. We just pray that you'd meet with us this day. You know what we need, and Lord, we pray that you would draw us closer to thee. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.